From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing a transformative approach to justice that is community-led, restorative, and racially just. Learn more at publicwelfare.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from FW Houston Medical Center, serving Jefferson County and beyond, and now accepting applications for a certified dietary manager. Details at fwhuston.com/careers. They're a lush tone poem, one that originally went by the title of Improvisation for Orchestra, and was later revised and given the title of Spring Song by its composer Jean Sibelius in 1894. We listen there to the Scottish National Orchestra, led by Sir Alexander Gibson, here on Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to have joined you. Coming up in this noon hour, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra plays Mendelssohn and his first piano concerto, along with some wonderful chamber music by Johann Sebastian Bach. That's classical music in this noon hour alone. We have a whole afternoon of music to enjoy. We'll continue with another poem of sorts, one for flute and orchestra, the music by American composer Charles Tomlinson Griffiths, who was born in the late 19th century. Unfortunately, lived a tragically short life. He was a victim of the 1918 Spanish flu and passed away at the age of 35. But before then, he gave the world a great deal of music, some numerous programmatic pieces for piano, chamber ensembles, and for voice. And among his works, he composed this 1918 poem for flute and orchestra, which we'll listen to played by the CBC Vancouver Orchestra, led by Mario Bernardi, and the flute played by Kathleen Rudolph. Next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1918, a poem for flute and orchestra by American composer Charles Tomlinson Griffiths. Mario Bernardi conducted the CBC Vancouver Orchestra, along with flutist Kathleen Rudolph, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:26, and on the way, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. They'll join us in about 10 minutes' time, and bringing with them pianist Lang Lang for Mendelssohn's first piano concerto just ahead, in this noon hour of classical music. Support for music comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man, Across the Spider-Verse, live in concert and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. It is cloudy and 73 degrees here at the KU campus. Later this afternoon it should turn partly sunny, temperatures fetching up in the upper 70s. Tonight should be mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s. It's a sunny day for tomorrow, with highs in the lower 80s. Some of the chamber music by Johann Sebastian Bach, and one of the sonatas originally created for organ and later reworked into a trio sonata in E minor, this one known as the Great Trio Sonata No. 4, played by the ensemble Musica Pacifica, here on KPR. Trio Sonata No. 4 in E minor, The Great, from Johann Sebastian Bach, played by the ensemble Musica Pacifica, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 12:38, a little over 20 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour, and classical music continues till 3. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and of course, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us for classical music here on a Tuesday afternoon. The word Tarangalila refers to a character on the TV show Futurama, but it also has another meaning outside of that context. It's a word that means all at once, love song, a hymn to joy, time, movement, rhythm, life and death. And we'll hear the Tarangalila Symphony by French composer Olivier Messiaen in the next concert from the BBC Proms, also the world premiere of Anna Klein's The Gorgeous Nothings, written specifically for the Proms. The next BBC Proms concert, you'll hear that Friday night at 7 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. Next on KPR is music by Felix Mendelssohn and a concerto for piano, the first one that he wrote, actually not the first one that he wrote, but his official piano concerto number one, which he wrote in 1830 during his trip to Rome, the same trip to Rome that inspired his Italian symphony, so a productive vacation in more ways than one. Conductor Daniel Barenboim will lead the Chicago Symphony with pianist Lang Lang on Kansas Public Radio. Felix Mendelssohn's first piano concerto in G minor, as played by the Chicago Symphony, conducted by Daniel Barenboim and the pianist Lang Lang, today on KPR, where the time is 1 p.m., and we're about ready for NPR News. After an update of headlines, the next hour brings us the Vienna Brahms Trio and Robert Schumann's first piano trio, plus a Dutch poem for cello and orchestra, all just ahead, during classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. You know, everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that enriches your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Antal Doradi conducting the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra there with the Romanian Folk Dances, music by Béla Bartók, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome once again. Thanks for being here for classical music on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, with more to share until 3 p.m. And in this 1 o'clock hour coming up, the Netherlands Chamber Orchestra has a Dutch poem for cello and orchestra, a fine example of the sort of music I don't think I ever would have found out about if not for coming across it in the KPR Music Library, and I'll be happy to share it for you later. It's by the Dutch composer Henriette Bosmans, her poem for cello and orchestra, in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. We have a substantial bit of chamber music to enjoy next. Some music that has been described as intensely passionate, which is befitting of the approach that Robert Schumann took to music. This is something he wrote in 1847, the first of his three piano trios in D minor. We'll spend time next with the Vienna Brahms Trio on Kansas Public Radio. Completed in 1847, Piano Trio No. 1 in D minor by Robert Schumann, and a performance given today by the Vienna Brahms Trio here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is 1:43, and at the top of the hour, our next update of news headlines from NPR, followed by more classical music till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. And Spider Arc Constructors, offering decorative stamped and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. Temperatures should be in the upper 70s this afternoon in northeast and east central Kansas. For tonight, clear. Lows in the lower 60s. For tomorrow, it looks like it'll be a sunny day with highs in the lower 80s. Our next recording is of the Netherlands Chamber Orchestra. And I think I mentioned earlier that the following is a fine example of a bit of music that I don't think I ever would have known or learned about had I not come across it in the KPR Music Library, and happy to share it with you now. The music is by a Dutch composer named Henriette Bosmans. She was born in Amsterdam in 1895 to a musical family, with a father who was a solo cellist and a mother who gave her piano lessons to the age of 17. And she regularly performed piano at the Amsterdam Concertgebouw. What we'll listen to is something she wrote in 1920, her poem for cello and orchestra. The Netherlands Chamber Orchestra with the cellist Dimitri Furchtman, next on KPR. The cellist Dimitri Furchtman with the Netherlands Chamber Orchestra, and a poem for her cello and orchestra, written in 1920 by Dutch composer Henriette Bosmans, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is almost 2 o'clock and about time for NPR News, one of the orchestral suites of Jules Massenet, some wonderful music for harp, and the wonderful Call of the Mockingbird by Mark O'Connor. All of that just ahead in our next hour of classical music here on KPR.
At Morning Edition. Morning.
Your Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. In the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
To our wartime allies?
160,000 Afghans have been relocated in the U.S. Tens of thousands more are waiting in other countries for their visas. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
From Washington, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, who, along with its retailers, is partnering with AdoptAClassroom.org to provide funding to high-need schools and local communities, for Subaru loves learning. Subaru, more than a car company. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's a fun little tune from the English composer of light music, Albert Kettleby, something called The Clock and the Dresden Figurine, brought to us by the London Promenade Orchestra under conductor Alexander Ferris on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be with you once more. And here for a little while longer to share classical music, we've got the London Philharmonic joining us a bit later with music from the great fiddler Mark O'Connor and a little bit of Americana in an orchestral suite called Call of the Mockingbird, along with a bit of music for solo harp from one John Perry, all just ahead. Continuing with the New Zealand Symphony and conductor Johnny Vassance for music by French composer Jules Massenet, who must have had something mystical and fantastical in his mind in the year of 1881 when he composed his sixth orchestral suite, known as Scenes of Fairyland. It's next for us on Kansas Public Radio. Completed in 1881, Orchestral Suite No. 6 by Jules Massenet, Scene de Fairie, or Scenes of Fairyland, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:26. About 10 minutes from now, the London Philharmonic and violinist Mark O'Connor, with some music of O'Connor's own devising, a lovely orchestral suite called Call of the Mockingbird, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Humanities Kansas, welcoming U.S. Poet Laureate Ada Limon to the Salina Arts Center on Thursday, October 17th. Open to the public. Tickets available Tuesday, August 27th. More information at humanitieskansas.org. And the Raven Bookstore, Presenting Scott Phillips in conversation with Kelly Barth about his new mystery, The Devil Raises His Own, tomorrow evening at 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events. Something fun coming to the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library this Sunday, August 25th. Clear your calendar for an afternoon performance from 3 to 5 p.m. on the 25th for harpist Rob Banks, who's a music major alumni at the University of Kansas and 25-year veteran of the Topeka Symphony as a harpist. This Sunday, the 25th, he'll have a program of operatic music from the middle 19th century and a performance at Marvin Auditorium at the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library from 3 to 5 p.m. this Sunday. You can find out more at tscpl.org/events. We'll listen to harpist Claire Jones with a sonata for harp by the 18th century Welsh harpist and composer John Perry, next on KPR. Harp Sonata No. 1 from the 18th century Welsh harpist and composer John Perry, played for us by harpist Claire Jones, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just a little taste of a performance by harpist Rob Banks, who's going to be coming to the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library for an afternoon of 19th century operatic harp music from 3 to 5 p.m. on Sunday, August 25th, at Marvin Auditorium at the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library. You can find out more about this performance over at tscpl.org/events. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. A little over 20 minutes until 3 o'clock, and all things considered from NPR News. Tonight at 7, classical music picks back up again with Destiny. Some pretty exciting things happened on this day about 100 years ago. Find out what those events were in Destiny's program tonight at 7. You'll visit Vienna in your dreams and hear something sentimental and even get wild with some pineapples. It's quite a night in store for us. Destiny brings you more classical music tonight from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, we'll lend an ear to the London Philharmonic and violinist Mark O'Connor to hear some music that Mark O'Connor conceived of back in 1999, with the ambition to write a grand fiddle concerto based on American themes and motifs. This was a three-movement work, but as he was writing it, each of the three movements swiftly grew in length and complexity, and they became, each of them, their own individual orchestral suites, the first of which, intended to be the first movement of this grand fiddle concerto, was known as Call of the Mockingbird. It's next for us with the London Philharmonic and violinist of Mark O'Connor on KPR. A bit of Americana rendered in music, completed in 1999. Call of the Mockingbird by Mark O'Connor, who was our violinist with the London Philharmonic in that recording, here on KPR. Just about 3 o'clock, time for me to step aside and say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for all things considered comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.